Joining me now from Hermosa Beach, California, for an exclusive interview is Richard Grinnell. He's president of the newly renamed Trump Kennedy Center. Last February, he was named interim president by the board that was appointed by President Trump. Grinnell also served in Trump's first term, including as ambassador to Germany and acting director of national intelligence. Ambassador Grinnell, welcome to the NewsHour. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I want to begin by just giving you the chance to respond to what you just heard there from Doug Varone, from others in the piece reported by Jeff Brown, a number of artists who chose to cancel or pull out of performances, citing both the president's takeover of the board and also the renaming of the center. What's your response?
Well, first of all, I would note that in the entire package and in the questions, there wasn't a single question about the finances of what's going on. And I've noticed at PBS, for instance, you all haven't covered any of the finances in terms of the situation that the Kennedy Center has found itself. The Trump Kennedy Center is in a very different position than the previous center was. And I would say that we have a phenomenal situation financially with the current Trump Kennedy Center because President Trump is a phenomenal fundraiser. And what we've been able to do is look at ticket sales, donors, as well as corporate sponsors, and come up with a holistic approach to how you look at the arts. When I arrived at the Kennedy Center, the then Kennedy Center, we were paying staff with debt reserves. Now, I understand that there's a lot of reporters who don't understand finance and who don't understand what paying for staff with debt reserves mean. But it seems to me that reporters who are interested in the full story should look at the full story of what's been happening in the arts. I don't quote the New York Times that often, but just about 2 months ago, the New York Times did a front page story saying that Broadway was dying. Ticket sales were in the tank. This is a phenomenon that's been going on for decades. Arts centers are struggling. And the only way that you can go forward and have an arts institution that's financially secure is to look at the holistic aspect. At the Trump Kennedy Center, we have 19 unions. It's incredibly expensive to go and put on performances. We cannot have unpopular programming that doesn't pay the bills. What I said when we came, mm-hmm. and by the way, I didn't cancel a single show at all at the now Trump Kennedy Center.
Well, I want to ask you about that, if I may.
When you look at ticket sales, mm-hmm. when you look at ticket sales and you look at donors and you look at corporate sponsors, you have to come up with revenue neutral programming. We live in a world where you have to think about finances. We don't have unlimited funds.
I appreciate that response, and I want to ask you more about both that, the programming and the finances, because as you've noted, there's been a lot of reporting around the ticket sales. There have been specific ticket sales windows that were reported on. The Washington Post said at one point that ticket sales in September and October were at a 43% unsold rate as compared to just 7% the year before. That's not true, you're saying. The reporting is wrong. Okay, but the New York Times also reported the venue income fell around 50%. Let me just ask this, because as you note, you're sort of rolling out a different revenue model is what I'm hearing. So are ticket sales down? Is that confirmed or not?
Well, first of all, let me just say this. I find it to be outrageous that PBS is not reporting on the phenomenon that arts institutions have been having for decades. Now, I do note,
Ambassador, I will say we have expansive arts programming in our coverage, but please continue.
That's not what I said. You may have expansive arts programming, but you don't consider the finances. But let me just note one thing. The previous chairman of the now Trump Kennedy Center is David mm-hmm. Rubenstein. And I understand that he's given you millions and that the room that you're sitting in is named after David Rubenstein. So I don't begrudge you that you can't go after a big donor and say that his financial management of the then Kennedy Center was something to look at. You can't touch that. I get that, because he's a
Ambassador
very
Ambassador Grinnell,
big
let me make clear, this has nothing
again,
to do with
I
any
arrived,
of our donors or the
finish,
fact that the studio
finish.
Is
you
named for
me
David
on.
Rubenstein.
You
Please
invited
continue.
Me on. You invited me on. Let me speak. When I arrived at the then Kennedy Center, We had no money in the bank, and we were paying staff with debt reserves. That's immoral. You cannot run an institution. Let me give you one more example. 94 people were employed in the development department, which is how you raise money. Since President Trump has arrived at the now Trump Kennedy Center, we've raised more than $130 million, blowing away all other fundraising. And that's corporate donors who are coming back because they trust the programming. We've got the Stuttgart Ballet and the Vienna Philharmonic. I will give you the individual that you just interviewed. I will give you that we cannot do programming that loses money. He was losing money. The $40,000 that he was talking about was what we were paying him, and he didn't have ticket sales that were proper. Again, though, I didn't cancel him because he was scheduled by the previous regime who had a different criteria.
Understood.
My criteria, President Trump's criteria, is different. We cannot have arts institutions that lose money because you have programming that is woke or not popular.
Ambassador,
we need popular programming to sustain arts institutions.
I understand, and your team has made it clear to us there are obviously artists who have no problem performing in this Trump Kennedy Center. You pointed out in your team, rather,
well, we
in a note to us, Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, Cheap Trick, all just performed in December. For those artists who are pulling out themselves, citing the renaming of the center, citing the fact that the president took over the board and made himself chairman, are you saying that all of those performances were losing money for the Kennedy Center?
No, I don't really understand that question. What I'm saying is we've changed the programming so that with ticket sales, you have to combine donors and corporate sponsors. In today's world, let me just educate you about arts institutions. No art institution is able to pay for programming with ticket sales alone. That's not how the future is going to be for arts institutions. It's extremely expensive. You need to have donors in corporate America who come forward and say, we like this programming, we want to write a big check, and we want to support it. Again, we have 19 unions at the Trump Kennedy Center, and it is incredibly difficult to pay for any programming with just ticket sales alone.
All I'm telling you is that
we are in great financial shape since President Trump came. Again, $130 million raised in 10 months. We've still got two more months to go.
You've made that point, sir.
We're going to blow the fundraising records
The fact that the viewership for the Kennedy Center honors were down so dramatically, some 35% in terms of viewership. This was the honors that President Trump himself said he handpicked most of the honorees. He hosted himself. Does that, as a steward of this institution, does all of this, the backlash, the headlines about artists pulling out, the fact that so few people paid attention to the honors, does that worry you?
Well, let me challenge you on that again, the biased fact that you just thought that you were giving. If you go to CBS, they will tell you that the CBS Trump Kennedy Center honors this year tied for number one in its demographic. I looked at the numbers for PBS's NewsHour.
That is separate from the fact that the numbers dropped from last year, which is what I asked in my questions.
No, this is what I'm trying to say to you, if you'll understand this. TV viewership year after year is dramatically going down. Your programming has lost a ton of viewers. CBS, ABC, NBC, every year are losing viewers. More people are going online. So all I can tell you is that this year CBS said that the honors tied for number one in the demographic.
That so the is drop in viewership does not bother you,
also,
is what I'm hearing.
Well, what I'm saying is in the context, we won, we tied, and we were the most popular for that night. That was on a Wednesday night. What you're trying to compare is apples and oranges to a Sunday night, which is different, which was last year when there were a lot more viewers on television. In case you don't realize, television is a dying medium, and every single year, if you look at the numbers, viewers are dropping dramatically. I have got, you know, nephews and nieces who won't even watch television because they're just doing things on their phone. So the digital content is different, and you didn't quote that, because digitally, President Trump, the Trump Kennedy Center, and the Kennedy Center Honors this year, which is now the Trump Kennedy Center Honors, did phenomenally well.
How did they do online? Can you give us a number?
Well, I would just refer you to CBS. Don't take my numbers. CBS is saying that it was tenfold compared to what any other year that they compared it to. So it digitally, it really took off.
Ambassador Granello, there is so much to talk about here. And as I mentioned, we do cover the arts quite a bit. So I'll just say we do welcome you back anytime as we continue our coverage of this. But while I have you, I do want to ask you about another part of your previous portfolio, and that was related to Venezuela. I know that you did work on the Venezuela file earlier in the year for President Trump. You have met with Nicolas Maduro. Holistically, when you look at the actions of this U.S. government, what do you think the goal of the policy is? Is it to remove Maduro from power?
Well, look, I work for President Trump, and on this issue, I'm going to give him maximum flexibility, and I'm not going to say anything about the policy.
Okay. Ambassador Rick Grenell is currently president of the newly renamed Trump Kennedy Center. We thank you for joining us. Please do come back and join us again soon.
I definitely will. Thanks for having me.